Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.
Depending on your age, you're probably being told that life begins at 30, 40 or 50 on that birthday in question. Maybe you've been told all three. If you've reached the third milestone, you'll be forgiven for becoming a little sceptical about life's beginning continuously rolled back. So maybe, just maybe, life doesn't actually begin at 50, but entrepreneurial life actually can. On this week's Industry Review, we're talking to three entrepreneurs who are in the business of ageing. They are the CEO of ISAX, that's Anne Connolly, the CEO of Kinesis, that's Seamus Small, and the founder and manager of K2 Alpacas, Joe Phelan. All three, you're very welcome to the programme. How are you?
Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks for coming in. As somebody who is over 50 and started my first business at age 38, I feel eminently qualified to give an opinion or even some wisdom on this subject. But let's start with you, Anne Connolly. Ireland's Smart Ageing Exchange, as in ISAX, your organisation. Just give us an overview of the 50-plus market, if you would, Anne.
Okay. Well, what we are effectively is a sort of an international testbed and a marketplace for businesses inventing and then bringing to market new products, services that target the consumer over 50, but are also aimed at solving a lot of the big challenges associated with the fact that we're all living much longer, that the 100-year life is effectively increasingly becoming the norm, and that's because life expectancy is shooting up. It's three months a year. It's 2.5 years per decade. 30 years life expectancy in the last century.
So people being born this year, what age are they expected to live
to? So half of the children down the road in Hollow Street born today can expect to live to be probably 105.
Wow.
That's the norm in London. In Tokyo, it's 107.
Wow.
And obviously, that's half of them. So the extremes are much higher. Effectively, those changes in the structure of our population, because we're going to see the number over 65 doubling in the next 30 years, the number over 80 quadrupling. So that's a huge consumer market. But it's also the fact that that proportion of the population over 65 is increasing. So we need people to be able to work much longer. Therefore, we need them to be healthy. We need to adapt our cities. They're all really interesting business opportunities.
Okay.
And what ISAX is the forum or the marketplace bringing businesses together with academic institutions, government agencies to invent those new solutions that target. It's a global new market.
Okay, well, stand by because we've lots to talk to you about. We're kind of looking at this subject from two ways today, Anne. One is that we wanted somebody who was actually in their 50s who started a career late in life, and we wanted somebody then who's got a business. They don't have to be 50, but is focused on the 50 plus market. And Seamus Small, you're the CEO of Kinesis, and you're focused on this market of the aging economy. And can tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about your business, if you would.
So at Kinesis, what we do is develop sensor-based technologies to measure how people walk, how mobile they are, but more importantly for this market, what's the risk of falls. Falls is one of the great ageing challenges we face as a society. One in three people over the age of 60 fall every year. So what we do is develop sensor-based technologies that can be used in everyday healthcare practice to screen and identify those people at risk of falls so an intervention can be provided. And we know that 40% of falls can be prevented by early and targeted intervention.
Okay. Would I be right in saying that how many people older people would have a smartphone? And I presume it's growing as the months go by.
I don't have the stats to hand, but we can expect that is growing, but it would be probably in the majority of people over the age of 60 would have a smartphone. Smartphone prevalence is quite
Well, I think it's expected that 80% of older people will have a smartphone in the coming years. So let's just even take that. So that's nearly 8 out of 10 of them. So it's going to be nearly everybody.
Yeah, and for a business like ours, using sensors and technologies, 20 years ago it would be very difficult for us to do this because the whole concept of a sensor back then might have been, well, what is a sensor? Most people know what a sensor is these days. It's used in healthcare, it's used in aviation, it's used in transport. Sensors are widely known, and the use of smartphones technologies is also widely known as well. So We're fortunate that the advances in technology and understanding of technology is there.
And part of the marketplace that you're in, Seamus, is about the HSE and the health people wanting people to age at home rather than hospital. Yes. So that in itself creates a massive opportunity for businesses such as yours.
Yeah, it's about remaining independent and leading independent lives. So we established ourselves out of a large aging research centre called the Technology Research for Independent Living, which was run a large Irish aging research institution. But it very much is about identifying, screening, early intervention to reduce the impact, to reduce the cost, but more importantly, to improve quality of life and independent living
It seems to me to be a market that, you know, when it's a growing market and technology is sort of changing that market, I think it looks to be an interesting place to be in. Let me bring in our third guest. And by the way, folks, we're talking the over 50s economy. If you want to text us in, 53106, we have people here who will help you with any queries you may have on it. I want to introduce Joe Phelan. He's a Kerry man living in Kilkenny, but he's got a new business called K2 Alpacas. And you're very welcome to the programme, Joe. Tell us about, you were in financial services for 38 years. You're the same age as me. You're 57. And you've decided, what the hell, there's a whole other new life out there. I'm going to go for it.
That's it, Bobby. I suppose I'm heading towards retirement, you know, very shortly. And, you know, I think I want to continue working, you know. Financial services is great, but, you know, as Anne was saying, there's a long period that you're going to be in retirement for. I want to be working long into the future, and I was looking around to see what I could do. After a bit of soul searching, I found and came across Alpacas.
Now, you didn't bring an alpaca with you into the studio here today. Well, I'm slightly disappointed about that, but I believe you've got 40 of them en route coming to Kilkenny this week.
That's right. Well, I'm based in Wicklow, Bobby. So I have six animals at the moment.
Right.
And I have a shipment coming over next Friday, so I'll have 40. I'm based in Kilmechanic. Just outside Bray there.
Okay.
So I'm very local to Dublin. You know, if anybody wants to come out and see me, and they're very welcome to do
You're
so.
You're right opposite the hotel, are you? Just as you go down into the Glen of the Downs, is it down?
Not quite. I'm at the back side of it. So if you go up and you're heading towards the Great Sugarloaf, I'm just up there.
Okay. Yeah. Now, this alpaca business, I want to ask you a little bit more about that. Just the beast, the alpaca, why would one, or what is the commercial opportunity therein?
Well, I'd seen an article say that the alpacas were the world's finest livestock investment, you know, and this kind of intrigued me. So once I did my research into it, you know, I found that every aspect of the animal can be farmed. And they're a lot different to your traditional livestock. So, for example, I'm breeding for pedigree, but also for pets and everything in between. Their fibre is superior to cashmere, for example.
And that only comes once a year. So
yeah, you shear once a year.
So basically, at the other for the rest of the year, in order to, I suppose, maximise any revenues, you do things like you do treks with kids.
That's right, So the alpaca is a very temperate animal, you know. So
they're like a big sheep, are they?
They're kind of long-legged, long-necked sheep. A lot of people call them llamas, but they're much smaller than llamas, you know.
Right. Okay.
And this just 2 weeks ago, Guinness Records announced that the alpaca is the finest fibre in the world. So
there you go.
I know I'm heading down the right direction.
Okay, let me bring back in Anne Connolly. Anne, just there's a lot of benefits to starting a business, you know, to being 50. And a couple of them, you know, we often see talk about ageism and all that. But if you're 50, typically you've built up a huge network over your career. You're not a fella who, you've lived a life. You're not probably a fella, you're reliable. You have a service ethic. You understand probably goods. So, like, why shouldn't people take the plunge in 50? Maybe a lot of people, and not everybody, but a lot of people might have the worst of their financial woes behind them. And certainly that would have been the case. I think if we look back the last decade, it may have changed slightly. But Would I be right in saying that there's a lot to be said for opening a business when you're 50?
You're absolutely right. We did a lot of research when we set up this Ingenuity Start Your Own Business program for people over 50. And what emerged is people at that age, as you rightly say, benefit from what we call the three C's, the three capital advantages. You've got financially, you're typically much more secure. You often have a lump sum coming up to retirement, some of which you want to invest in a new business. You've typically got better relations with your banking institutions or financial service institutions.
Now, there are exceptions to all
these.
There
are exceptions, and I am making typically. So there are clearly exceptions.
I can't remember the last time a bank manager rang me.
But typically, yeah, you're financially more secure. You're also, you've got a skill base. We're targeting people with deep industry expertise in a particular area, which they can bring to bear. And they've also got social networks, which are much stronger than the graduate leaving college.
The biggest thing you have, though, Anne, is experience.
You have experience. You're less phased by the problems that will beset you. I think another interesting aspect of it as well, quite often success can be at a lesser return. So there'd be two people coming into this space. One is the lifestyle business, for whom a sort of a modest return is sufficient. And for others, they're going to be in the fast growth space, typically people coming from senior levels of industry. So there's a lot of advantages people bring to bear in starting up a business. And our program is really tailored around making sure they exploit those advantages.
Seamus, just in terms of what attracts you to this market of the aging economy, or the 50s plus, just to keep it on more simpler terms?
Well, I was working in research, managing research programs in this space. So from my perspective, it was the reason why that research is funded is because it's a big challenge, big issue. We need to do something about it as a health system, as a society. So I was working in that research, and then an opportunity to start up a business and to commercialise some of the technologies which we were developing arose. So I took that opportunity with my business partner and co-founder, Dr. Barry Green, to set up Kinesis Health Technologies 4 years ago to really take this product, really innovative product, to the market globally. So that was kind of the real genesis behind it.
Could you foresee in your lifetime a situation where we mightn't have nursing homes, that technology would be such that it would allow independent living for everybody right to the very end?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
I think there's always a role for a nursing home is providing healthcare. Independent living is about remaining independent and active. But nursing home is delivering specific healthcare needs that an individual needs. And there's always going to be a human interaction or human involvement in that.
Okay. And then in terms of marketing to the over 50s, are they typically, because of their age bracket, maybe they're not as social media savvy, maybe they're more traditional in that they like traditional. Do you find that you are grounded in the traditional because of the marketplace that you're aimed at?
Well, the main market we're addressing is the healthcare market, which then uses our technology on that older population. We will be developing and deploying solutions which will be targeted specifically at the client or consumer who is plus 65.
Would you accept my point that that cohort of being plus 65, that you take marketing information in a more traditional way than, say, social media or that?
You do, yeah. Social media, and there's a lot of different channels for how you can get your message out there. But with smartphones and with every app, or even if people are reading the newspaper, they're seeing ads popping up. So even if somebody's going in just to read the newspaper on their smartphone, they're seeing an ad pop up for a specific solution or product. So although it may not be seen as, you know, obvious or direct marketing, you are getting to these people through those more traditional, even if it's an online newspaper.
All right. Joe, can I bring you back in and just ask? Anne mentioned it there. Are you in this business kind of more for a lifestyle business now that you're sort of retiring out of financial services? Do you see it as like, or what is your ambition? Do you want to take over the alpaca world?
Do you just want to make a few quid to see out? I've always had a desire to set up my own business. But I think because I had kids, I was unwilling to put their education and their upbringing at risk. So now that they've all flown the coop, I saw an opportunity to grab a business startup. Like, I didn't really know how to set up a business. So the ISACS Ingenuity Program, when I saw it, I said, this looks very interesting. And basically, the ISACS Ingenuity Program gave me a toolkit to actually set up and run a business. Now, don't forget, I only went on this course less than a year ago. And since then, I have a business up and running. This toolkit gave me a way to look at the business, to make sure that it was viable.
It sort of formalised it for you.
Yeah, it did, yeah. But it also went through everything else. It went through taxation, it went through social media, it went through marketing, it went through how to source funding, for example.
And you would have known a bit about that, given your background.
A little bit, but the whole actually process of the government sourced funding as well, that's a bit of a nightmare.
Just to say, I think it's great to see you doing something different.
Yes.
It seems innovative. I'd say it's exciting.
It's hugely energising. You know? And the one thing that we learnt out of it was the group at over 50, there was no kind of competition. It was more a very collaborative, helpful environment. So we actually have a group still originally from the first ISACS group that still meet every Wednesday.
We'll wish you every success.
And we help each other.
And I'm going to give you the last word. Just this is a market that should be ignored at one's peril. There's massive opportunity here. And then you can tell us about your awards on your final words to us.
It's a huge market. I mean, it's globally, they now can put figures on it. In the US, it's worth about 50. It'll be worth 15 trillion in 3 years' time. And Europe has just put a figure on it of 4 trillion. So it's a huge growing market. The holy grail of the youth market needs to be, which is where most of the focus is, people can quite easily move from a product that is suitable for that, customise it to a much older market. So the pickings are there. There's a lot of activity happening in Ireland in what we call the smart ageing space. Knesset and Seamus' company is a very good example of it. We're running the first ever Smart Ageing Innovation Awards. Applications in, if you think you're in that smart ageing space, applications in by the end of the month, sponsored by Bank of Ireland, and the award event itself on the 8th of November.
Okay, well, we wish you every success with that. I'm just going to end on a text. Hi Bobby, I started my own business age 61, O'Brien's Cheese in County Limerick. I totally have built up a great portfolio of friends who are all very helpful now. That's from Jim O'Brien. Thank you for that, Jim, and good luck with your cheese business. Big thanks to my guests, Anne Connolly, the CEO of ISACS, Seamus Small, the CEO of Kinesis, and Joe Phelan from K2 Alpacas down there in Kilmechanic. Thank you all very much.
Down to business on Newstalk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.